frustration doesn't come close. Back at the end of December, I was doing a photographic job for charity and I got a parking ticket. I was in a car park in Bedford, the Riverside car park, and that car park is maintained by Bedfordshire Borough Council. They have a parking team. I'm using that term loosely. And they go round and take photos and issue tickets to everybody that they can think they can get away with doing it with. I was one of them. I was on the end bay, no obstruction to traffic, and I was about 8 to 12 inches over the bay going into no area. It's basically just to the side of the bay as it was the end one. You know, it's close to where the cars come in, but there's, you know, like 30, 40 foot difference there, so, you know, all cars can get through. And I was just slightly overhanging it, simply because a four-wheel drive car that was parked next to me was encroaching into the bay I'd chosen. So I thought, I'm not going to park that close. I'm on the end bay. I can overlap it a little bit. Anyway, now this is according to the timestamp of what was on the ticket. 2 minutes after I bought my ticket, which includes the time of me walking halfway across the car park to go and put the ticket back in my car, I get ticketed. I haven't even left the car park, and some scrawny little scrote has put a ticket on my car. They must have been sitting there waiting for me to get this ticket and put it in the car, thinking, there's an easy 50 quid. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I seen the thing on the ticket information on the back. There's a phone number. It says, please call for any inquiries. So you ring it. And it, no matter what time you ring this number, it will instantly go to an answer phone. It is unbelievable. It is not a helpline. It is a moan line. Because all you can do is call them up to moan at them. Because no one will ever take it. And no one will ever call you back. I know, because I have. You cannot call round to the office to discuss it. You must only discuss it through writing or email. So I emailed. I got a reply back 2 days later. As in, 2 days ago, sorry. And it was, we have looked at your dispute of the ticket and we do not go with your disagreement. We go against it and therefore the ticket still stands. You have 14 days to pay, which you can pay half the money, or if you wait over 14 days, you will have to pay the full £50. You can, when you get notification come through the post to you, I don't know when that's going to be, pay or dispute it again and go to appeal. Now, I'm really, really tempted at going to appeal, but I thought, right, I'll email back. And so I emailed back saying, thank you for the reply. I will pay the £25. However, I'm very disappointed that you did not even bring into the conversation on the email the reason I'm disputing it, which was the fact that the car next to me didn't get a ticket yet was over the line and still hadn't had a ticket, although he was there before I was, and after I left, he was still there. So there I am, sending this email. I get a reply back. This is an automated response, blah de blah blah blah, and all that. 10 minutes later, I get an actual email. We were unable to talk about current or old cases, as this one has now been closed, and you will need to pay or wait until your notification comes through and then pay. So I've replied back. This is the whole point of my dispute. The person was parked next to me. Oh, and they said it's because of data protection. There's a chain line of all the emails under themselves. So, you know, it's not as if it's a brand new email. It's one email replied to another, to another, to another. So the link is there. But apparently, because of data protection, they can't discuss my case. And my case was the whole fact that they didn't take into account the car that was parked next to me, that was obviously there for quite a while, didn't have a parking ticket, and was there when I left, and was still over a bay line. And that was my whole dispute. Right, rant over.